Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Is this not the wildest Week 17 in National Football League history? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The Panthers are definitely going to the playoffs, but that's all I know for sure right now. If they lose in Atlanta Sunday, they could still win the division but fall out of the top two seeds and have to play a first-round game against a wild-card opponent. Who that might be, I have no damn idea. I know the 49ers are the fifth seed, but what if the Saints win and slip into the sixth seed? Does that mean the Panthers might play them again for the third time in 6 weeks? Or maybe it's Arizona, which proved you can win in Seattle. If anyone knows all this for sure, no one is explaining it very well. But the Panthers are in the playoffs for the first time since 2008, after winning 10 of their last 11 games. The other two NFC division champs are still unknown, and it could be that neither has as good of a record as the two wildcard teams. Philly faces Dallas and Green Bay plays Chicago in the two win-or-go-home games. The Cowboys have a quarterback who says he will play but most likely won't. The Packers have a quarterback who has been out for 7 weeks but apparently will be back. If you think that's confusing, how about the logjam for the sixth and final playoff spot in the AFC, where all four division champions have been decided, along with the first wildcard team? Denver, New England, Cincinnati, and Baltimore have all won their respective divisions and hold the top four seeds, for now. That could change if any of the top three seeds lose. If the Broncos lose at Oakland and the Patriots beat Buffalo, they swap seeds and the home field advantage. But if New England were to lose, it could fall to third or fourth seed, depending on what Cincinnati and Indy do in their last games. Kansas City has the first wildcard spot locked up, no matter what happens, thanks to losing to division-mate Denver twice. But the sixth seed could still be Miami, Baltimore, San Diego, or even Pittsburgh. The various scenarios and permutations are not only confusing, but headache-inducing. For example, Miami gets in if it beats the Jets and Baltimore loses or ties in Cincinnati, or if the Dolphins tie and both Baltimore and San Diego lose, or if the Dolphins, Ravens, and Chargers all tie. By the way, there has been only one tie amongst all 250 or so games played so far. And that's just Miami's scenario. For the other three teams, it's even more convoluted, if that's possible. Let's just wait until Sunday night and let the talking heads tell us who's in. Meanwhile, go Panthers. This is Archansky. See ya.